Volume 6, The Works of George Fox, Doctrinal Books, Roman 3, continued the saints, or those who are born of the Spirit, their heavenly and spiritual worship, unity and communion. And the ministers of the Spirit in the New Testament preached the word of life, which was in the beginning, which they had heard, seen, and handled, and brought the Church of Christ to the same word. And they brought the Church of Christ to have fellowship with the Father and his Son. And concerning the supper, that Christ calls his brethren to, after he was arisen, and ascended at the right hand of God. By George Fox, you who are believers in the light, which is the life in Christ, the Word, by which all things were made and created, and have become the children of the light and of Christ's day, and have received Christ, and he has given you power to become the sons and daughters of God, and so are the children and heirs of his kingdom, and have received the Holy Ghost who proceeds from the Father and the Son, which leads you into all truth and out of evil and unbelief, and from your own righteousness to Christ's righteousness, and are brought into communion of the Holy Ghost. And this communion is above all communions that stand in outward elementary things. And these are the saints and sanctified and sons and daughters of God, and the children of light and of the day of Christ's communion in the Holy Ghost. And their fellowship and unity is in the Spirit of God, by which they are led, which is their spiritual bond of their heavenly peace, that is, a perfect peace, which is the peace of God that passes all understanding that is outward. And this peace cannot be broken, neither can anyone take this peace away from God's children and the sheep and the lambs of Christ. For Christ said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives." For his peace is beyond and above the worlds, and Christ, the second Adam, said, "In me you have peace, and in the world you have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world," namely, in which God's children have tribulation. And in this, Christ's sheep and lambs are to be of good cheer, that Christ has overcome the world. And Christ Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, of the Spirit or from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Again, Christ said, "Except a man is born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God, for that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And Christ said, "Marvel not that I say, you must be born again." John 3, namely of the Spirit or from above. And these are the true worshippers who worship the Father in spirit and in the truth, and that are born of the Spirit. For the Father seeks such to worship him. And they know that God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, and these are those who are born again of water and of the Spirit. Here Christ makes a distinction between each birth and said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And the spiritual birth lives in the Spirit, and walks in the Spirit, and sows to the Spirit, and shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And this new birth is the Jew who is one inward, and the circumcision is that of the heart in the Spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Christ Jesus is a minister of this circumcision. And the apostle said, "We are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." Call 2, 11. So this circumcision of Christ is spiritual, that puts off the body of the sins of the flesh, that came into man and woman by transgression. And all must come into the circumcision of Christ by his Spirit, if they are the true worshipers of God, in his Spirit and truth. So here you may see, is an inward spiritual circumcision and a spiritual worship, for the spiritual birth, who are living stones, built up a spiritual household, a holy and a royal priesthood, that offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, who are come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, and are come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written, or which are enrolled in heaven, and are come to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. These are those who are born of the Spirit, or from above, who are written in heaven, and come to heavenly Jerusalem, and see the kingdom of God, and enter into it, who can neither be shaken nor moved, and such serve God in newness of spirit, and are come to the spirits of just men made perfect. And the apostle said to the church of Corinth, "For verily, though I am absent in body, I am present in the Spirit." 1 Cor 5:3. And again the apostle said to the Colossians, call 2:5. "Though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ." Now this was and is the true Christian spiritual order that was discerned in the Spirit. Though they were absent in the flesh or body, one from another, yet they could behold their spiritual order with the Spirit of Christ. And also, though they were absent in the flesh or body, they could behold the steadfastness of their faith in Christ Jesus, who was the author and finisher of the saints' holy, divine, and precious faith. Which faith is the saints' victory, called the faith of God's elect, in which they have access to God and do please Him. Now the saints behold one another's steadfastness in this faith of Christ, though they are absent in the flesh or body, one from another. Yet in the spirit of faith, they behold one another's steadfastness in the divine, holy, pure, precious faith in Christ Jesus. And into this heavenly unity, both in the spirit and in the faith, the apostle brought the saints to know one another, though they were absent in the flesh, or in the body, yet present in the spirit, rejoicing and beholding the spiritual order that is among the saints, and the steadfastness of their faith in Christ Jesus. This is a heavenly beholding, and a heavenly rejoicing, and a heavenly order, and a spiritual and a heavenly sight, and society and communion, who can see and behold one another's steadfastness in the faith in Christ Jesus, and behold that heavenly and spiritual order among the saints. Though they are absent in the flesh or body, one from another, yet they are present in the Spirit, and beholding the order of the Spirit. All that are in this heavenly and spiritual unity, fellowship, and society, can say as the Apostle said to the church, "By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." Namely, all who are baptized by one Spirit into one body. So though we are absent in the flesh or body, yet by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, and so have all been made to drink into one Spirit. So here is a unity and a fellowship in the Spirit, and the saints know by what they are baptized into one body, and into what spirit they drink, though they are absent in the flesh, or outward body, from one another. And to this heavenly and spiritual fellowship and order, the able ministers of the Spirit brought the saints, the Church of Christ, to behold one another in the spiritual order, and the spiritual fellowship and communion, and in that to joy and rejoice, and likewise, to behold one another in their steadfastness, in the holy, divine, pure, and precious faith in Christ Jesus. And though they were absent in the flesh or outward body, yet they were present in the Spirit. And therefore, every one must come to their own measure of the Spirit in their hearts and gift of faith, which Christ is the author of, if they will come into this heavenly and spiritual sight, and beholding the order of the saints, and the steadfastness of their faith in Christ Jesus, though they are absent in the flesh or outward body, one from the other. So everyone must come to the grace, light, and truth in their hearts that's come by Jesus, and the word of faith in their hearts if that they come to this heavenly and spiritual unity, and fellowship and order that is among the saints in light. Though they are absent in the flesh or body, yet they are present in the Spirit, and the Spirit brings them to the spirits of just men made perfect, to have unity with them. And the apostle said, "If any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." And the apostle said, "It was the Spirit of Christ that was in the prophets, which brought them to inquire and search diligently of the grace that should come. And the Spirit of Christ in the prophets did testify beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And the spirits of the prophets were subject to the prophets. And so they had a communion and a spiritual sight, fellowship and society, one with another. Though they were absent in the body, yet they were present in the Spirit of Christ. And now all who say, because the men and women do not meet together in one place in a bodily presence, that these are in a separation, and have declared and preached that they are in a separation, because they do not meet outwardly altogether, men and women, in a bodily presence. In this you have shown your ignorance, and numbness and darkness and blindness to the spiritual sight, and from being ministers of the Spirit that the apostles were in, not seeing nor beholding, though they are absent in the body or flesh, yet present in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding the saints' order and steadfastness of their faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. And you, then, are not likely to bring people to the spiritual order, nor spiritual joy, nor the steadfastness of the saints in the divine, holy, precious faith in Christ Jesus, who are so blind you cannot see, no more than the Pharisees, that though the saints are absent in the flesh or body, one from another, yet are present in the Spirit. Now, though all the world were present in a nation, if it would hold them, and if they were present together in the outward body, or flesh, but do not have the Spirit of Christ, which the apostles and the true church were in, they are none of Christ's, but are in a separation from the spiritual joy and spiritual order and divine faith in Christ Jesus. And such cannot preach in truth every one to the grace, and truth, and spirit, and the word of faith in their hearts, who say that except the men and women are together in an outward bodily presence, they are in a separation. Such are out of the doctrine of the able ministers of the Spirit who said, though they are absent in the flesh or body, yet they are present in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding their order, and the steadfastness of faith in Christ Jesus. And so, all are who are in a separation, let them meet outwardly together in a bodily presence, if they are not, as I said before, in the Spirit of Christ the apostles and the true church were in. As the apostle said, these are those who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit, to wit, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. They are gone into Cain's way, in envy, and after the error of Balaam, from the Spirit and Korah's way of rebellion. Clouds without water, trees without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, so cannot grow. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever, which kept not their first state, but left their habitation in the Spirit. These are the murmurers and complainers, and their mouths speak great swelling words. And see, these are those who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Though they meet all together, men and women, in a bodily presence, yet they are in a separation from the Spirit of Christ, the apostles and the church were in. I say they are in a separation from the heavenly spiritual worship, and unity, and communion, and order in the Holy Spirit, and gospel the church of Christ were and are in. You may know them by their fruits, their murmuring and complaining, and their mouth speaking high swelling word. And yet, wells without water of life and trees that have not spiritual fruit on them, and in Cain's envy and Balaam's error, and Korah's rebellion self-willed, speaking evil of those things they know not, and speaking evil of dignities or dominions, that is over such spirits, the power of God. These are those who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit, who troubled the church in the apostles' days, and now who are known by their fruits. And though they meet in a bodily presence together, yet they are in a separation from God. And although the faithful believers in Christ meet with the women by themselves in one room, in the Spirit and name of Christ Jesus, and the men in another room, in the name, and spirit, and power of Jesus, to do those services that he commands them. This is no separation. Though they are absent in the flesh or outward body from one another, yet they are present in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding, seeing their order in the Spirit, and the steadfastness of their divine faith in Christ Jesus the Lord from heaven, who is the author and finisher of it. And so every believer in Christ and saint comes to their own, and lives and walks in their own, as they did in the beginning, when they were turned to the light. But those who do not see the spiritual order of the saints, though they are not outwardly absent in the body one from another, they are those who separate themselves, who are sensual, having not the Spirit, and are blind and do not see, like the Pharisees, and have ears and do not hear, and have hearts and do not perceive. Such are wells without water and trees without fruit that are gone into Cain's, Korah's, and Balaam's way. Though they have great swelling words of vanity, yet they have gone from their own, namely, erred from the Spirit of God, and so from the spiritual order into the outward carnal order, and so from the spiritual union and communion and fellowship into their body, sight, and fellowships, who are absent from the Spirit and separate from it, and are present together in the body. And that is the thing that they so rage for, like waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, and gainsay the saints' order and practice. That is, though they are absent in the flesh or body outwardly, yet the saints are present in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding one another's heavenly and spiritual order, who are born of the Spirit, and the steadfastness of their holy faith in Christ, the Holy One, the author and finisher of it. And so are under Christ's peaceable government, of the increase of which there is no end, and praise God and the Spirit, and to him sing hallelujah. Amen. As it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam, namely Christ, was made a quickening spirit. Again, the first man is of the earth, earthly, the second man is the Lord from heaven, namely Christ. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly, namely Christ. who will change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. And see, for as in the first Adam all died, even so in Christ, the second Adam, shall all be made alive. Christ is a quickening spirit, and makes alive, and changes the vile body like unto his glorious body. So that the saints come to bear the heavenly image of Christ, and know one another in Christ, who has quickened them and made them alive in him, and know one another in his heavenly image. And so, as all have borne the image of the earthly, we must also bear the image of the heavenly. And as all are born in Adam, they must be born again of the Spirit, before they can see the kingdom of God or enter into it. For Peter said in his general epistle to the church of Christ, being born again, not of corruptible seed, so here is a seed that will corrupt, and a seed that will not corrupt, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and endures forever. For all flesh is like grass, and all the glory of man like the flower of the field, which withers and fades away. And Christ said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And Peter said, the word of the Lord endures forever, by which the saints were born of the incorruptible seed, and those that were born again of the incorruptible seed, by the word of God, desired the sincere milk of the word, that they might grow thereby. Now they which were and are born of the immortal seed, fed and do feed upon the immortal milk of the word, and by it grow up in the incorruptible seed. And these stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel of Christ, which is the practice of all the spiritual. And so everyone is kept to their own measure of the Spirit of God. And the apostle said to the Philippians, that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence only, but much more in my absence, so work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So here again you may see, everyone is to keep your own measure of grace and truth, and the Spirit of God in you, to confess Christ Jesus. And the spiritual could see with the Spirit one another's spiritual obedience, though absent as well as present, Philippians 2:12, and in that was their spiritual joy. And John said, I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, but he that comes after me, namely Christ, who is mightier than I, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into his garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Matt 3:11-12, Luke 3:16. Now all who are baptized with the baptism of Christ, with fire and with the Holy Ghost, know their floor to be thoroughly purged, and their chaff of sin and corruption burnt up with unquenchable fire, and their wheat to be gathered into God's garner, by Christ their baptizer, a safe place from the devil's devouring vermin. And Christ, who is this baptizer, is mightier than John. And so all you who know this baptism of Christ, and that you are wheat gathered into God's garner, which is a safe place from all the destroyers and devourers. For no destroyer nor devourer can come into God's garner to hurt his wheat, nor no unclean thing can come into his everlasting kingdom, nor his holy city, heavenly Jerusalem. For all the unclean and abominable spoilers and devourers are without. And therefore you are happy who know the baptism of Christ, and that he has gathered God's seed, yes, his wheat, into his garner, where no devourer nor destroyer can come, though the Lord may allow or permit the destroyer who is out of the truth to spoil your outward goods for a trial to you, as he did Job. But the Lord can make rich again with these outward things, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he gives the increase. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by him, namely the Word, and without him was not anything made that was made, and in him was life, namely the Word, and the life was the light of men, and that was the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1. And Christ, who is the Word, who is made flesh, said, believe in the light, that you may become the children of the light. John 12:36. So there is no coming to be children of the light, but by believing in the light, which is the life in Christ the Word. And those who believe in the light are grafted into Christ Jesus the Word, by which all things were made and created. And all who walk in the light as he is in the light have fellowship one with another, and see one another to be children of the light and of the day of Christ. And though they are absent in the body one from another, yet they behold one another in the light, and they have fellowship in the light, and are children of the day of Christ, as is said before. So here everyone is kept to the witness. For he who believes in the light has become a child of the light, and has the witness in himself, and is sealed with the Spirit of the promise of this life, and that which is to come, and so are kept to their own witness and seal in which they have unity and fellowship. John said, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it and bear witness and show it to you, the church, that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ." Here you may see what was the fellowship that John brought the Church of Christ into, namely, into the fellowship with the Father and his Son Jesus Christ, that he himself and others were in, and this was a spiritual, heavenly fellowship. And though they were absent in the body one from another, yet they were present in the Spirit. Here everyone keeps to their own testimony of Jesus, and record, which record is eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And the apostle declared the word of life, which was in the beginning, which they had heard and seen and handled. This word of life they bore witness to, by which all things were made and created. And so the apostle brought the saints to hear, to see, and to handle the word of God, which was in the beginning. So that they were to look over all the ways, and religions and worships and doctrines of men, which have been set up since the beginning, and not to cumber themselves by hearing and looking upon and handling the doctrines and commandments of men, and the worships and religions and the rudiments and elements and inventions of the world, and the fellowships that have been set up since the beginning, where all the confusion is. And they who will have fellowship with the Father and the Son must see with their eyes and handle with their hands and hear with their ears and bear witness to the word of life, which was in the beginning, if that they have fellowship with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ, which fellowship is above all the fellowships since the beginning, set up and invented by man. Yes, it is above the Jews' fellowships in their outward elementary things, which have been set up since the beginning, which served in the Old Testament until Christ the seed came. But now in the New Testament, the true Christian's fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, by whom all things were made and created, and all fellowships below this will come to nothing. And he who has the Son, he has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. 1 John 5:12. Therefore, let all who profess themselves to be Christians examine your own selves, whether you are in the holy, pure, divine faith that Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of. And examine yourselves whether you are in the faith, prove yourselves. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are reprobates? 2 Cor 13:5. Is not a reprobate a mind void of judgment and the knowledge of life eternal? And such reprobates who Christ is not in, they cannot meet in his name. Christ said to the church of Laodicea, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and will open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me." And this was the supper that Christ preached to John and to the church after he was ascended, for John had taken the supper of the elements of bread and wine in the same night that Christ was betrayed, before Christ was crucified. But now John writes to the church and tells them of another supper, the marriage supper of the Lamb, which is a nearer and a more inward supper than taking the elements of bread and wine in remembrance of Christ's death, which Christ gave to his disciples before he was crucified, and said, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, do it in remembrance of me, and to show forth his death until he come." But after Christ had risen and was ascended, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, namely, of his heart, mind, and soul, by joining to the light, grace, and truth of Jesus, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me. And is not this the marriage supper of the Lamb? And is not this supper beyond, and a further supper, than taking the elements of bread and wine in remembrance of his death, namely, to sup with Christ in his resurrection and ascension? He with them, namely, in their hearts, and they with him, and they hear his voice, and so Christ is in them, then they are no reprobates. And he who has the Son of God has life. For may not reprobates take bread and wine in remembrance of Christ's death, and not hear his voice after his resurrection and ascension? And can any who do not hear the voice of Christ, nor open the door of their hearts to let Christ in, sup with him, and he with them, at the heavenly marriage supper of the Lamb, which is the Last Supper that Christ calls people to after his resurrection and ascension. Who blessed are those who come to the marriage supper of the Lamb and sup with him, and he with them. Christ, the seed of the woman, has come and manifest in the male and female, who bruises the serpent's head. And if the serpent puts out his head, who is the seed of enmity and strife, and puffs up the high and conceited mind, with his jingling and sounding brass and tinkling cymbals? But the seed of the woman, who is manifest in the male and female, will bruise his head, and into the pit and lake he must go, from where he came with all his followers. And I say again, to your own grace and truth, and the Spirit and gospel of Christ, and the light, which is the life in Christ the Word, that with this heavenly light, you all, males and females, may see your service for God and Christ, that you are to do and act for his glory, both in your men's and women's meetings and families and other ways. And therefore, every one to your own, I say, the seed Christ in all, males and females, which is the heir of the promise, which is in this life and that which is to come. For the serpent set first on the woman, the weaker vessel. But now the seed of the woman is come into the females as well as in the males, who bruises the head of the serpent, and makes the serpent rage, that Christ should be in the females as well as the males, to bruise his head, so that he cannot set upon the weaker vessels as he did upon Eve. And that now the women should have a meeting in Christ, and in his name, and through Christ, they should be too hard in and through Christ, for the serpent to bruise his head, and tread him under their feet through Christ. And he should be their Redeemer, Savior, Sanctifier, Justifier, and their righteousness, and wisdom, and Mediator. And so that they should be married to Christ who takes away their sin, and that Christ should be a faithful and true witness in the female as well as in the male. Oh, this is that which has made the serpent, the old dragon in his instruments, rage against Christ the faithful witness in the females, because he cannot deceive them as he did Eve. But he who is in the female bruises the serpent's head, Christ the faithful and true witness. So in Christ, male and female all are one. I say, in Christ the faithful and true witness, and they are true witnesses of God and Christ, and of what he has commanded them in his Spirit, power, and wisdom to do and act to his glory. And so the females in Christ are to be teachers of good things, and laborers in the gospel, and servants in and to the church, as Phoebe was. The serpent cries nowadays, to your own. But what is that but to deceive and to lead out to his own, and from the seed of the woman who bruises the serpent's head, and is manifest in the males and females, in which seed the females meet, and have their meetings, as well as the males. And therefore the serpent or old dragon is so angry against Christ the seed of the woman, in the males and females, and his peaceable government, of the increase whereof there is no end. And the serpent casts forth his floods of lies, and calumnies, and reproaches against the seed of the woman, and those who do possess it. But the promise was, the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head. For he is out of the truth, who is the head of all wickedness, and who gives his power to the beast. So the raging beast and the foul spirit mixes together against the lamb or seed of the woman, and cries, to your own, to draw people from Christ, who is formed in them, and to bring them to fall under the dragon, and the beast, and the whore of Babylon's power. But the lamb who is manifest in his males and females will have the victory over the whore, beast, and the old serpent the dragon, and will overcome them. And in the lamb or seed of the woman, the females meet as well as the males, and they are all one in him. Though they are absent in the body, yet they are present in Christ, their own head and husband, salvation and life eternal. And all such cry, we have come to our own husband, and to our own city, heavenly Jerusalem, our one mother of us all, who are born again of the Spirit or from above. So we have come to our own and life of our own from our own mother and husband, and know our own husband, mother, and city, and know our own work and service in the Spirit, power, and wisdom of God and Christ, that God and Christ commands us that we might serve God and Christ in his new creature, and holy generation, and so to serve him with all that we have. And if the serpent puts forth his head and spits out his venom at this, Christ, the seed of the woman, will bruise his head. And we have come to hear our own prophet, who God has raised up, Christ Jesus, to open to us, and we hear him in all things in our meetings. And we have come to our own shepherd and bishop to hear his voice, who feeds us and oversee us in his pasture of life, and none is able to pluck us out of his holy hands. And we are come to our own minister, teacher, and circumciser, and baptizer, Christ Jesus, who gathers his wheat into his garner. And we have come to our own captain of our salvation, the conqueror, who bruises the serpent's head, and destroys the devil and his works, who, through death, destroyed death and the devil, the power of death. So we have come to our own sanctuary, Christ Jesus, which God has erected, and not man, which sanctuary is a safe place, in whom we have all peace, life, and salvation. And also we have come to our own beloved Christ Jesus, who is our way, truth, and life. Also we have come to our own word of faith, and of power, wisdom, and of patience in our own hearts, which the apostle preached to the church in his day, by which word we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, and feed upon the sincere milk of the word, and grow by it, which milk is our own. And we have come to our own anointing or unction, which we have received from the Holy One, which teaches us. And by which unction we know all things to our salvation and life eternal, and know our duty and service and worship to God and Christ, and also our services and places in the Church of Christ. Also we have received the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, who is our own leader and guider into all truth, who gives us understanding of how to behave ourselves and walk towards God and man in the truth, in which Holy Spirit is our communion, as it was the Church of Christ's in the Apostles' days. And likewise we have received the glorious gospel of salvation, which has brought life and immortality to light, by which we see over the devil and the power of darkness, who did not abide in the truth, who had darkened us from life and immortality, but now it is brought to light by the gospel, the power of God, and so have become heirs of the glorious gospel. So we have come to our own inheritance, and have a glorious fellowship in his comfortable gospel of peace. And in it we all, males and females, see our services in the church of God, in our own heavenly sight and light. We also are the believers in the light, which is the life in Christ the Word. So have become children of the light and of the day, and so we know our duty and services in the day of Christ, so that we have not only come to our own, but we walk in our own day and light, as it was in the beginning. And God has given Christ to us to be our counselor and commander, who has quickened us and made us alive, who counsels us and commands us with his heavenly counsel and wisdom. Who is the heavenly spiritual man, whose heavenly counsel and commands are precious to us, which is beyond all natural men's? And so he counsels us who has made us alive, how to walk among the saints in light and in our services in the church of God. So that we have come to our own heavenly counselor Christ Jesus, who bruises the serpent's head, so we need none of his counsel nor his followers. Christ is sufficient, who is the first and the last, the beginning and ending, who was and is to come, in whom all nations are blessed and have their joy, peace, and happiness in the Lord. Amen. The nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light of the holy city, and the glory of God enlightens it, and the Lamb is its light. Rev 21, 22-23. George Fox Kingston, the 9th of the 9th month, 1684. A word of admonition to those who wander from the anointing and teaching within, and from the Father and the Son. As also concerning the supper of the Lord, before he was crucified, and his marriage supper after he had risen and ascended. And who are those who declare the generation of Christ, distinct from the generation of natural Adam? And the reason why all do not become the sons and daughters of God who are called Christians, with many other precious instructions. Showing also how the Jews and Christians wander from the commands of God and communion with him. Likewise God's promise to Cain, that if he did well, he should be accepted. Lastly, the true Christian's righteousness, which must exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. By George Fox, the Apostle John said in his first general epistle to the Church of Christ, "The anointing that you have received from the Holy One which is in you, and as this anointing abides in you, and you in it, you shall continue in the Father and in the Son, and you do not need any man to teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you. And all who have gone from this anointing's teaching, which comes from the Holy One, by which they should continue in the Father and in the Son, they have gone and wandered from the Father and the Son, who have gone and wandered from the anointing's teachings within. They wander after the world's teachers and their sects and seducers, and so are carried about with every wind of doctrine. And so are unstable, unsettled, for those who have gone and wandered from the anointing's teachings within have wandered from Christ the true rock and foundation, and also have wandered from the Father and Son, the apostles brought the Church of Christ to in their days. For the anointing within, which they have received from the Holy One, by which they need no man to teach them, but as it teaches them, and as it does teach them, they shall continue in the Father and the Son, and by it know all things, and be built upon the living rock and foundation. So those are an established people, and abide in the doctrine of Christ and the apostles, and do God's will, and know Christ's doctrine. And all who abide in Christ the vine, they are the new bottles, and have the new wine, but all who do not abide in Christ, and he in them, are reprobates, though they may profess all the scriptures that speak of Christ. They are the old bottles and old creatures that hold the old wine, and cannot drink the new wine of grace and truth, righteousness and holiness, for that breaks the old bottles of old Adam in transgression. And they cannot bring forth righteous and holy fruit, who do not continue in Christ the righteous and holy one. But all who abide in Christ their vine and fig tree, they shall not lack heavenly wine and figs, and so they do bring forth righteous holy fruit. Yes, every branch that abides in Christ the vine. And those who do not abide in Christ the vine, they do not abide in him the head. Those wander from the head, and wander from the Spirit of Christ, and are none of his. Now consider, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, and this grace of God, which brings salvation, has appeared to all men, which grace taught the Christians in the apostles' days and brought their salvation, by which grace they were saved. Now all those who have wandered from the teaching of this grace of God, they have wandered from that which should bring their salvation and save them. So they are not likely to be under grace, nor under the election of grace, as the church was in the apostles' days. And all those who have wandered or erred from the Spirit of God within and truth in their inward parts, they are not likely to worship God in spirit and truth. And though they may make a profession of all the scriptures, yet they are not likely to know them, which were given forth from the Spirit of God, nor likely to know the things of God or the scriptures of truth without the Spirit of God, who was in the holy men of God, who moved them to speak them forth. And all those who have wandered and gone from the law that God writes in their hearts and puts in their minds, by which they all should know the Lord from the greatest to the least, they are teaching their neighbors, saying, "Know you the Lord," and get tithes and maintenance for teaching people, and have a law to force it from them. Yes, even from those they do not teach. Though Christ said, "Freely you have received, freely give," and no man knows the Father but the Son, and the Son and the Father are known by the revelation of his Spirit. But those who deny the law of the Spirit of life written in their hearts and put in their minds deny the revelation of the Spirit, and that by which they should know the Lord and God's teaching his people in the new covenant. And you who have wandered from the light, which is the life in Christ, who enlightens every man who comes into the world, you have wandered from that which Christ commanded you to believe in and to become children of the light, in which you should have life everlasting and come out of condemnation. And you who wander from the light that shines in your hearts, which should give you the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, you perish for lack of knowledge, and call that light, which should give you that knowledge, natural, who wander from that which should give you the knowledge of God and Christ. They go into spiritual captivity, Babylon, Sodom, and Egypt, who go from the Spirit and law of God, that he writes in their hearts, and the gospel the power of God, and the grace and truth that comes by Jesus Christ the light, and anointing that they have from the Holy One, and then they are unfaithful to God and man. And he who is unfaithful in the outward things, who will trust him with the true and everlasting treasure? And the gospel of salvation being preached to every creature under heaven, which gospel is the power of God to salvation, to everyone who believes, establishes men. But all those who have wandered from the gospel, they have wandered from the power of God, which should save them, and that in which they should be established, and should bring life and immortality to light in them, and they remain in darkness, and do not know where they go or wander. And the Lord pours out his Spirit upon all flesh, both men and women, that with his Spirit they might all know God and Christ, and the things of God, and to be led by the Spirit of God, that they may be his sons and daughters. But all you who err and rebel and wander from the Spirit of God in your hearts, you do not know Christ nor God, nor the things of God. You are not the sons and daughters of God, and you are out of the fellowship and circumcision and baptism in the Spirit of God, neither can you worship the God of truth, except in his Spirit and truth. The preaching of Christ in his promises, and in the prophecies of him, and in the figures and shadows and types of him who was to come, and in his miracles and sufferings after he did come, and his death and resurrection and ascension at the right hand of God, and after that to preach him in man or woman who believe in him, and Christ to reign in their hearts, unless they are reprobates. And this was the apostles' and the saints' doctrine in their days. And the apostle proved that Jesus was Christ by Moses and the prophets. And when he had proved this to the Jews, who had Moses and the prophets and the promises that prophesied of Christ. And when Christ had come, according to the promises, and according to Moses and the prophets, and proved and manifested himself to be the Christ by signs and miracles. And then after the Jews had crucified him, and he died and was buried and rose again, and ascended, and sat at the right hand of God, according to the scripture. And when many believed in Christ Jesus, then the apostles told them, prove themselves whether they were in the true faith, namely, that true faith which Jesus Christ was the author and finisher of, and try and prove and know themselves how that Jesus Christ was in them, except they were reprobates. So here the first proof was to prove by the scriptures of Moses and the prophets, and the promises and the figures, types, and shadows that Jesus was the Christ, and the substance of them, both to the Jews and the world. And the second proof was that when Christianity was spread abroad and many believed in Christ Jesus, the apostle bids the Christians try themselves and prove and know themselves if that Christ Jesus was not in them, they were reprobates. And he who did not have the Spirit of God, he did not have life, and he who did not have the Spirit of Christ, he was none of his, and none can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So all the true Christians must have the same Holy Ghost and Christ in them who the apostles had, if they truly call Jesus Lord and Master, and are his, for the wicked Jews and Judas could call Jesus Lord or Master, but it was by the unclean ghost. And the Apostle John, in his general epistle, bids the church, do not believe every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. He does not tell them to only try their words but their spirits, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God from the spirit of error. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And we know the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding, by which we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. So these confessed Christ come according to the promise and the prophecies, and his death and resurrection and ascension and his coming in them, and they to be in him who were not reprobates. And these with the unction that they had from the Holy One, which did abide in them, by which they continued in the Father and the Son, can know all things, and with this unction they can try spirits, yes, the spirits of seducers and false prophets. And they could try those who had a form of godliness, but denied the power of it, which were to be turned away from. And they could try those who were in a false liberty, such as Paul and Peter spoke of, who were out of Christ Jesus. And also they could try those who with feigned words and fair speeches deceived the hearts of the simple, who did not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own stomachs. And also they can try those who go in Korah's, Cain's, and Balaam's way, and are to try those who went in Jan's and Jamber's way, resisting the truth, and could try the wells and the clouds and the trees, whether they had either water, rain, or fruit. So the apostle told the true Christians who have the anointing in them to try the spirits whether they were of God. And he does not tell the Christians in the apostles' days to try their words only, for many had gotten the good words and fair speeches to deceive the simple with, and a form of godliness, but denied the power of it. But they were to try their spirits whether they were of God, for the unity and fellowship and true worship is in the Spirit of God. For all the true Christians are all baptized into one body with one Spirit, and are made all to drink into one Spirit. And no man knows the things of God, except by the Spirit of God. And the things of God are not to be spoken in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but in the words that the Holy Ghost teaches, and see so this unction or anointing within, can try when men speak the things of God, in the words that man's wisdom has taught them, and not in the words that the Holy Ghost teaches. And the taking the bread and wine in remembrance of Christ's death until he came, which he gave to his disciples after supper at the Passover, which he gave before he was crucified, when Christ promised his disciples, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. John 14:15-18. And John said, the Son of God is come, and they were in him. And he who has the Son of God has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians, after he had baptized some of them with water, and had given them the cup and the bread, that if Jesus Christ was not in them, they were reprobates, though they had all these outward elementary things. And therefore, as I said before, taking the elementary bread and wine in remembrance of Christ's death until he came. And when he has come, must he stand knocking at the door of your hearts and call to you, and you not hear his voice, that he might come into your hearts and souls, that he might sup with you, and you with him, at the heavenly marriage supper of the Lamb, which is a nearer supper than to take the elements of bread and wine in remembrance of Christ's death. And if Christ is not within you, you are reprobates. For Christ took the bread and wine and gave it to his disciples when he was with them before he was crucified. But now he is risen and ascended and stands at the doors of your hearts and knocks. And if any man will hear his voice and open to him with his grace and light and spirit by joining to it, Christ tells you in Rev. 3:20 that he will come in and sup with you and you with him, and here Christ sups in you and you with him, which is the last supper spoken of in the Revelation. And this is the spiritual and heavenly marriage supper. And here Christ's words are fulfilled, who said he would come again and does not leave his followers comfortless. And John, who took the elements of bread and wine in remembrance of Christ's death, at the Passover, before he was crucified, he preaches to the Christians in the Revelation and brings them to the marriage supper of the Lamb. For it is likely they had taken the bread and the cup in remembrance of Christ's death until he came. But now John tells those to whom Christ is come and stands at the door of their hearts and knocks. If any man will hear his voice and open to him, he will come into him and sup with him, and he with Christ, which is a nearer supper than to take the elements of bread and wine in remembrance of Christ's death until he came, who now is come and knocks at the doors of your hearts. I say, the marriage supper of the Lamb is a nearer supper, to hear Christ's voice after he is risen and ascended, and to let him into their hearts, and he to sup with them, and they with him, who is within them. For the element of bread and wine that they took in remembrance of Christ's death before he was crucified, risen, and ascended, was outside them, an outward thing. So examine yourselves whether you hear Christ's voice, and let him into you, and he to sup with you, and you with him, a heavenly marriage supper of the Lamb. And if Christ is not within you, though you have had elements of bread and wine and water, but if he stands at the door and knocks, and you will not hear his voice and let him in, the apostle tells you, you are reprobates. 2 Cor 13:5, and you who do not have the Son of God, do not have not life. 1 John 5:12. Who shall declare the generation of Christ, the second Adam, revealed from heaven? For his life was taken from the earth, Isa 53:8, and he shall see his seed, but who shall declare his heavenly and spiritual generation, who said, I am from above, and you are from below, and I am not of this world, you are of this world. Now who shall declare his generation who is from above, and is not of this world? Thus Christ saw his seed that he had sown in his prophets, and saints, or sanctified ones, and his elected. Now the generation of Adam, who are of this world, the natural sons of Adam, may declare their generation, which cannot declare the seed and generation of Christ, who is from above, and not of this world. They must be born again, and born of the Spirit, and of the immortal and incorruptible seed, by the word of God, and those who have received Christ. And he has given them power to become the sons of God, who know and see Christ's heavenly seed, and declare his generation, and see his seed and generation, who enter into his everlasting kingdom that has no end, and into his heavenly Jerusalem that is from above, where no unclean thing enters, and know his heavenly voice, which is distinct from all the natural voices, who feeds them with his heavenly milk, wine, bread, and water, which nourishes them up unto eternal life in his everlasting kingdom and heavenly Jerusalem, who are clothed with the fine linen, the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah! And God, who inhabits eternity, dwells with the humble in heart. And therefore all your hearts must be humble if God, who inhabits eternity, dwells in you, for God beholds the proud afar off, whether they are proud in heart, or in apparel, or in riches, or have a profession like the Jews and Pharisees' hypocrisy. I say, in a profession of the Old Testament, without the possession of that Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost, that those humble hearts were in that gave them forth. So God beholds the proud afar off, for they are far off from God, Psalm 138:6, though the Lord is near and has respect to the lowly, and God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And David said, "You have trodden down all those who err from your statutes. And salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes." And the Lord said to the Jews in Ezekiel 5:6, "They have changed my judgments into wickedness more than any nation, and my statutes more than any countries around her," namely, the church of the Jews. "For they have refused my judgments, and my statutes, they have not walked in them." Let the greatest part of Christendom apply this to themselves. And to the wicked God said, "What right have you to declare my statutes or that you should take my covenant in your mouth, since you hate instruction and cast my words behind your back? When you see a thief, you consent with him and have been a partaker with the adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother, you slander your own mother's son. Such are not fit to declare God's statutes, to take his old and new covenant in their mouths, as in Psalm 1. Therefore, all must be reformed in their words, lives, and conducts, if they take God and Christ's commands and statutes, or covenant in their mouths. For the holy scriptures of truth were given forth by the Holy Ghost, as it moved the holy men to speak them. So not wicked men, that were led by an unclean spirit or an unholy ghost, for they are not fit to declare God's statutes or the holy scriptures of truth. For, as it is said, the Lord spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets. And Christ said, it is the Spirit of the Father that should speak in the apostles. So they were reformed holy men in word, life, and conduct by the Holy Spirit, which made them holy who gave forth the holy scriptures of truth. But the unreformed, wicked, unholy, ungodly in their lives, words, and conducts, what right have they to take and declare with their wicked mouths God's and Christ's statutes and commandments, and to make a trade of them or otherwise, since they are forbidden by God in his holy scriptures of truth? And Christ said, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Though they may boast and say, we have preached in your name and preached in the streets. And these went under the name of Christians then, or else they would not have preached Christ. And those had the sheep's clothing, who were inwardly ravened from the Spirit of Christ. They looked like Christians, and those who went in Korah's and Cain's and Balaam's way and got into a form of godliness, but denied the power of it. These appeared like Christians. And were not the Nicolaitans and Jezebel, who was a teacher, a kind of Christians, spoken of in Revelation 2:20? And are not all those who professed a false liberty spoken against by Paul and Peter a kind of Christians? And therefore Christ said, depart, to such who said they had prophesied or preached in his name, or, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, I do not know. So Christ does not give workers of iniquity a commission or license to preach him or his gospel. For Christ bids the workers of iniquity depart from him, and said, he does not know them. Matt 7:23. And Christ said, it is not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, who shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So they must do his will if they enter into the kingdom of God, and see which will is their sanctification, not only say they do his will, for many shall say, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in your name. And in your name have done many miracles, we ate and drank in your presence, and you have taught in our streets. But Christ said, I will say to them, and will tell them, I never knew you or where you come from, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Luke 13:27. And were not these teachers or preachers a kind of Christians that Christ bids, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity? Matt 7, Luke 13. And therefore, what right had these to take the name of Christ in their mouths who were not reformed from iniquity? And the apostle said, whoever keeps in the same doctrine of Christ, and of the prophet, who said, let everyone who names the name of Jesus Christ depart from iniquity. 2 Tim 2:19. For iniquity separates from God and Christ, who was bruised for our iniquities. And therefore, everyone who names the name of Jesus, mark, everyone, let them depart from iniquity. For it is the command of the apostles. Therefore, he would have them to be reformed from iniquity who name the name of Christ and preach him. And those who are wicked are likewise reproved by the prophets, for taking God's laws or statutes or commands in their mouths. And Christ said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I do not know you. So it was not like Christ to give the wicked and ungodly and the unrighteous and workers of iniquity license or a commission to preach him who is holy and his glorious gospel. And the apostle said, everyone who names the name of Christ, let him depart from iniquity. Here the prophet, Christ, and the apostle are against the wicked preachers or namers of the name of God and Christ. And the apostle again said, no one can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. For all who call Jesus Lord or Master without the Holy Ghost that the apostles were in are like the Jews who resisted the Holy Ghost, and Judas's kiss, who said, "Hail, Master," and betrayed him to the Jews, tithe-mongers, and priests, who made a profession of the scriptures of the Old Testament, and resisted the Holy Ghost, who led the holy men of God to speak forth the scriptures, by which they should have called Jesus Lord, as David did in spirit. Now to read all the saints and the holy men of God's words, and their travels and experiences and sufferings, and to walk out of the saints' Holy Spirit, way, path, and life. Such do not have the comfort of Christ and the holy men of God's word, the holy scriptures of truth, being led by the unclean ghost into confusion, out of all truth. But those who are led by the Holy Ghost, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, have the comfort of the Holy Ghost and the comfort of the scriptures that were given forth by the Holy Ghost, and this Comforter, this Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. Christ said, "He shall testify of me." And again Christ said, "He shall glorify me," namely, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, he shall receive of mine and show it to you. He shall lead and guide you into all truth when he is come. And did not Christ speak these words to his followers before he was crucified? And were not Christ's words fulfilled when the Holy Ghost fell upon the believers in Acts 2? Which led and guided the believers then, and now, into all truth. And is not this Holy Ghost now reproving the world of sin and unbelief, because they did not believe in the light, the life in Christ, as he commands? And is not this Holy Ghost now reproving the world of their righteousness, who will not be guided by the Holy Ghost to Christ and his righteousness? And is not this Holy Ghost reproving the world for their judgment, which is not from the Holy Ghost, but from the unclean ghost, and by the judgment of that unclean ghost, it is said that the prophets were fools and the spiritual men were mad, and that John had a devil, and that Christ cast out devils by the prince of devils, and that Christ was a deceiver and a blasphemer, and that the apostles were deceivers, and that Paul was a babbler, and a pestilent fellow, a plague. This was and is the judgment of many great professors of the scriptures, with their unclean ghost, who neither have the comfort of the scriptures, nor the Holy Ghost, but are reproved by it. But as many as received Christ in his light, life, grace, and truth that comes from him, to them he gives power to become the sons of God, and then God is your Father, and you are led by his Spirit. And this is the noblest birth in all the world, above all the natural or mortal births in the world. For this birth is heir of heaven, and heavenly Jerusalem, its mother. And it is heir of an everlasting kingdom that will never have an end, which will stand when all the kingdoms in the world will have an end. For God's kingdom stands in his power, righteousness, and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the apostle said, "He who believes is born of God, and he who is born of God overcomes the world." And again, "What manner of love is this, that we should be called the sons of God?" And Peter said, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides and endures forever." And the apostle said, "Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Then God is their Father, who is greater and mightier and more powerful than all and richer than all. For all that is in the earth and all that is in heaven is the Lord God's, your heavenly Father's, who is God in heaven and God in the earth, who can enrich you with riches and blessings above and riches and blessings below, who dwells with all his sons and daughters who have received Christ and are led by the Spirit of God their Father." So they can say, "He who inhabits eternity dwells with the humble, meek, and lowly-hearted children." Now what is the matter that all people in the world who profess God are not the sons of God? The reason Christ and the apostle tells you, because they do not receive Christ and are not led by the Spirit of God, but rebel against it and are led by the devil, the spirit of that wicked one, and so become his children, and they do his works and commands, and not the living God's who made them, to serve and worship him in spirit. And God is angry with them every day, and therefore the judgments of God's Spirit stands over the head of such, who will not believe in Christ, and follow him who bruises the serpent's head, that you might have life and salvation in Christ. Concerning God's promise to Cain, and how by disobedience he fell short of it. And the Lord said to Cain, "If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin crouches at your door." Here was the promise of God to Cain, but Cain disobeyed God and did not do well, for he persecuted and killed his brother Abel about religion and worship. And therefore God pronounced that he should be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, though Cain built a city. And Ishmael, the son of Hagar, who was born after the flesh, who mocked Isaac, who was born after the spirit or promise, as in Galfor. God commanded Abraham to turn Hagar and Ishmael out of his family. And they wandered in the wilderness, a place for persecutors, though Ishmael became a great man afterwards in the earth. Gen 21. And the Lord said, because of these men, namely the Jews, who have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land, namely Canaan, which I swore unto their fathers, neither shall any of them who provoked me see it, save Caleb and Joshua, who were of another spirit and followed the Lord fully. And the Lord's anger was against the rest who rebelled against him, and he made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years, and bear their whoredoms from the Lord, until their carcasses fell in the wilderness. Num 14:3-1. These were those that murmured and rebelled against the Lord, and Moses and Joshua and Caleb, and bade them stone them with stones, and said one to another, let us make us a captain, let us return into Egypt. Now here you may see those Jews, who had seen the glory of the Lord, and his wondrous works, and mighty arm. And yet they murmured and rebelled against the Lord, and his faithful servants, and through their disobedience they perished in the wilderness, and did not inherit the land of Canaan. And therefore take heed, you Christians, through your disobedience, murmuring and rebelling against God and his faithful servants, that you are not destroyed and perish in the spiritual wilderness, and never come to see heavenly Jerusalem and wander in the spiritual wilderness, where there is no way and grope in the dark without the light of Christ and stagger like drunken men. And David speaks of such wicked transgressors, who make a noise snarl like a dog, they spew out with their mouths, swords are in their lips. These are those who wander up and down, for they are out of the path of life. But David said, with my whole heart have I sought you, let me not wander from your commandments, for those who love God and Christ will keep them. And the Lord told the Jews they love to wander. They have not restrained their feet, therefore the Lord does not accept them. And how did the Jews wander from the Lord and his ways, both in the days of Isaiah and Jeremiah? They wandered from the Lord and his spirit and his law, so that the 10 tribes were carried into captivity by the king of Assyria, and at last the 2 tribes were carried into captivity by the king of Babylon. And therefore let those who profess themselves to be Christians consider, have they not wandered from the same Holy Ghost and the power and spirit of Christ that the apostles were in? Have they not gone into captivity, into the mystery of Babylon or confusion? And you may see God's judgments upon Moab for their pride. And the Lord said, I will send to him wanderers, who shall cause him to wander, and shall empty his vessels and break his bottles. Now all you proud, consider this, for there are none who are proud but those who have wandered from Christ, the way to God, who is meek and low in heart. And those who are proud learn from the proud, and the proud comes over them. So one wanderer learns from another, but their bottles will be broken, and their vessels will clash against one another, and then your filthy liquor will be spilt. And Jeremiah in his Lamentations 4:13-14 cries out against the Jews and said, for the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed blood in the midst of them, they wandered as blind men, and see they polluted themselves with blood. And see now let Christendom consider this, let her prophets and priests, who have shed the blood of the just about religion and worship, consider and see if they have not wandered from Christ the way, who came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And when you have thus wandered from God and Christ, who then have you to save you? Have you not wandered from your Savior? Therefore, blessed are they whose minds are stayed upon the Lord, they shall be kept in perfect peace. But all you who curse people, and not only that, but seize their property, because they will not be of your way, worship, and religion. And are not your curses like the wandering bird? And so your curses do not hit nor come upon them, but upon yourselves. Pro 26:2. For Christ said, bless and do not curse, and those who curse have wandered from his way and doctrine. And does not Solomon tell you, your wandering desires are vanity and vexation of spirit? And therefore those desires are not to be followed or served, for wanderers must turn to the Lord by his spirit if they are to be saved. And the Lord said, Amos 8:11-12, I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread and water, but of hearing the word of God. And they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Now you may consider, the Jews had the words in the Old Testament in Amos's days and after, and let Christendom consider, they have the words of the New Testament. And do not the teachers in Christendom say, there is no hearing of God's and Christ's voice nowadays, nor receiving the word from heaven, as the apostles did. These wander to and fro from one way from one sect and from one religion to another, manifesting there is a famine among them of Christ and the word of God, so that they cannot find it. Which word should reconcile them to God and the scripture? And so it may be said of you, as Hosea said to the Jews, Hosea 9:6, for your silver you possess nettles, and thorns are in your tabernacles. And are not you of their spirit, who say, the prophet is a fool, and the spiritual men are mad, for the multitude of your iniquities have blinded you? And was not the cause of the Jews wandering among the nations, because they forsook God and his law, and rebelled against his good spirit? And is it now the cause of people's wandering, because they have erred from the Spirit of God, and the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and from the same Holy Ghost the apostles were in? And yet make a profession of the words of the Scripture, which was given forth by the Holy Ghost, like the Jews, who made a profession of the Scriptures of the Old Testament, and always resisted the Holy Ghost who gave them forth. So both the Jews and Christians, who are not in the same Holy Ghost that the prophets and apostles were in, are the wanderers, and have wandered from their habitation. But the Lord is gathering his sheep that have been scattered, and have wandered from mountain to hill, and has set one shepherd over them to feed them, Christ Jesus, and Christ's sheep know his voice and follow him, and can praise God through Jesus Christ their shepherd, who feeds them. And the apostle writes against the idle wanderers and teachers from house to house, and busybodies, who speak things that they ought not to repeat. All these wander from the Spirit of God, in which is the heavenly fellowship in unity. And those who went in Cain's, Korah's, and Balaam's way, feeding themselves without fear, clouds without water, trees without fruit, twice dead and plucked up by the roots, then they are not likely to grow. They were raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now these being twice dead, first dead in sins and trespasses, and then made alive, and then dead again, yet remain trees, wells, and clouds, but without water, rain, or fruit, so wandering stars in Cain's and Korah's and Balaam's way. Cain wandered in the old world, Balaam and Korah wandered in the next world. But these which Jude speaks of, wandered from Christ and true Christianity. Now wandering stars are not fixed stars in the firmament of God's power, so wandering stars are not to be steered by, nor followed. For those who do follow Cain, Balaam, and Korah are those who feed themselves without fear, who foam out their own shame, clouds without rain, wells without water, and trees without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots and cannot grow, which kept not their first habitation, but have lost their first habitation, which have forsaken the right way, that are carried about with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. And those who keep their habitation in Christ cannot follow these wandering stars, though they might speak high-swelling words of vanity, and see and promise them liberty, and see yet bring into slavery. But as the apostle said, follow us, as we follow Jesus Christ. For those who do so are the fixed stars in the firmament of God's power, which bring people to the light, grace, and truth, by which they may be fixed upon Christ, from where grace comes, by which they shall see and discern those who follow Christ, and those who follow the wandering stars, by the same spirit of discerning as was in the apostles, and the church in the primitive time. For those who do not have the Spirit of Christ are none of his sheep, but those who have the Spirit of Christ are his sheep, and established in him, and upon him their heavenly rock and foundation, through whom they have peace with God. And are you not sensible how the Jews, scribes and Pharisees, priests and high priests, had wandered from the Holy Ghost, and resisted it when the Lord Jesus Christ was come in the flesh, and also resisted him? And had they not gone into many sects? And did not Christ's prophecy come upon those who would be scattered among all nations, and their city Jerusalem should be destroyed, and did not that come to pass? And have most Christians not wandered from the Holy Ghost that the apostles were in? And is that not the reason that Christians are led into so many sects, by the unclean ghost or spirit, and with it destroy one another, because they will not commune or conform to one another? Who have wandered from the true communion of the Holy Ghost, and the fellowship and unity in the Spirit, 2 Cor 13:14. And the fellowship of the Son of God, 1 Cor 1, 9, and the fellowship of the glorious gospel of salvation, the power of God, and the fellowship with the Father and the Son, and one with another, 1 John 1:3. And you may see the vagabond Jews were like Cain and Judas, persecutors and killers of the just and righteous, who kept their habitation in God and Christ. But the Lord has pronounced a woe against all such vagabonds and wanderers from God and Christ, and his law and spirit and command, and will reward them according to their works. And therefore, while you have time, turn to the Lord by his Spirit, and seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Your hearts shall live who seek God. Psalm 69:32. The Christian's righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, or else they cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And those who persecute the righteous are full of dead men's bones, and their throats are open sepulchres. And those who envy their brethren are murderers, and do not have eternal life abiding in them. Christ said, "Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God." Matt 5:20. So it is clear that with the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, they cannot enter into the kingdom of God, which stands in Christ's righteousness. And as long as people remain in the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, they remain out of the kingdom of God. Now, what is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees? Is it not the righteousness of the law, do this and live? And no flesh is justified by the works deeds of the law, but by the faith and righteousness which is in Christ Jesus. Now, what is the righteousness of the law, and the works of the law, and the righteousness of the Jews, priests, scribes, and Pharisees? Is it not outward circumcision, and observing the new moons and feasts, and their paying their tithes, first fruits, and offerings, with all their priests' garments, with Aaron's bells, lamps, candles, and candlesticks, outward tabernacles, arks, altars, temples, sanctuaries, and priests' lips to preserve people's knowledge, with their Sabbath days, with their swearing and oaths, and all their outward washings and observations of meats? Are not all these the works of the law, and commanded by the law? And by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. Then what profit or comfort have you in doing all these things, since these are the works of the law, and that by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified? Gal 2:16. And did not the Jews, priests, scribes, and Pharisees cry up these works of the law before mentioned, in opposition to the gospel, by which they were not justified? And were not the works of the law, the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, which Christ said to his disciples, "Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, they shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God." But now in the new covenant, the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ to all, and upon all those who believe. And therefore, as the apostle said, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And Isaiah said, "All our righteousness is like filthy rags, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." Isaiah 64:6. So this righteousness that was like filthy rags was below the righteousness of the law, which was just, holy, and good. And the apostle said, "The Gentiles who do not follow righteousness have attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But the children of Israel who followed after the law of righteousness have not attained to the law of righteousness, because they did not seek righteousness by faith, but by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone, namely, Christ and his righteousness." And the apostle said, "I count all things but loss, for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and he found in him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that righteousness which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." Phil 3:8-9. And Christ said, "The Comforter would reprove the world of their sin, because they believed not in him, and of their righteousness and of their judgment." So the world, as well as the Jews, high priests, scribes, and Pharisees, have a righteousness and a judgment in their sin and unbelief, which judgment, righteousness, and unbelief are reproved by the same Holy Ghost that they were in who gave them forth. And so the wicked persecuted the righteous and just in all ages. George Fox concerning those who will and will not enter the kingdom of God and new and heavenly Jerusalem. By George Fox, Christ Jesus said, "No man can see the kingdom of God, nor enter into the kingdom of God, except he is born again of water and of the Spirit. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 3:6. He that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Gal 4:29. In Christ, neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. For he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Gal 5:15-8. Now consider what good all the Christians or the Jews or Turks' outward worships, religions, or professions do them. If they are not new creatures and born again, it avails them nothing, neither shall they see the kingdom of God or enter into it, except they are born again of the Spirit. For if they do sow to the flesh, of the flesh they shall reap corruption, for they cannot sow to the Spirit, and of the Spirit reap life eternal, except they are born of the Spirit. The acts of the sinful nature, works of the flesh, are manifest, which are these: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Gal 5:19-21. And now consider, all you that do these evil works, the apostle tells you, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power, and stands in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And again, the apostle said, do you not know that the unrighteous and the wrongdoers will not inherit or have any share in the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, misled. Neither the impure and immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor those who participate in homosexuality, nor cheats, swindlers and thieves, nor greedy graspers, nor drunkards, nor foul-mouthed revilers and slanderers, nor extortioners and robbers will inherit or have any share in the kingdom of God. 1 Cor 6:9-10. Here you may see, such as act and live in these wicked things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And therefore, you that act such things and live in them, consider what your end will be and what kingdom you must inherit. And the apostle said to the Corinthians, know you not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defiles the temple of God, God shall destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. 1 Cor 3:16-18. Here you may see what judgment God threatens upon those who defile his temple, namely their bodies, as in 1 Cor 6:15-19. And the apostle said to the Ephesians, among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure. No impure, immoral, or covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience, as you may see in F5:3-6. Now here you may see, those who commit these things and live in them shall not inherit the kingdom of Christ nor of God, but these evil things who commit them bring the wrath of God upon them, and do not deceive yourselves, for you cannot escape it. And these evil things are so far from being practiced or acted among the saints, that they are not so much as once to be named among them. The saints are to be kept holy, those who inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God, which is holy. And Christ said unto John, he who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Rev 21:7-8. Sexual immoral includes anyone who looks at a woman or man lustfully, having already committed adultery with that person in their heart. Matt 5:28. Murderers includes anyone who hates his brother, having committed murder in his heart. 1 John 3:15. And theft includes fudged expense accounts, fudged expenses on tax returns, fudged expense reporting, hiding revenue from the government taxation, etc. Magic arts includes those in the false church of Babylon, who have harlotted themselves with the world, seeking wages and position, and worshiping the beast with horns like a lamb, the imitation church of Christ, the sects of Christendom. The whole world, all nations, all people thinking themselves to be worshiping Christ, but instead are worshiping the devil. The idolaters includes those who give devotion to anyone or anything equal to or greater than their devotion to God, and all liars, those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed. To overcome is to overcome the world and its lusts, by fighting the fight against the sin in oneself, putting to death through the Spirit the deeds of the body, to victory over sin. Now here you may see is the end of all such that live in such unclean actions, according to Christ's judgment. And the end and comfort of all those who overcome the devil and his works, they shall inherit all things, and shall be called God's sons. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of heavenly Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord lights it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whosoever works abomination, or makes a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, they shall enter into this heavenly Jerusalem, for without this heavenly Jerusalem are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. Rev 21:22-27:22-15. And therefore consider, all you that live in these evils and are defiled with them, Christ tells you that none such can enter into this holy city, New Jerusalem. And John said, the devil who had deceived them was cast into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. So here is an end of the devil, beast, and false prophet, and his followers. This text is frequently quoted to prove that all those who have been deceived will be tormented night and day forever. But look, all four Bibles say only the devil is cast into the lake of fire and tormented forever. Those deceived are cast in the lake of fire and have their part the lake of fire, but they are not also tormented forever. Those who have been deceived, after their time, are reconciled to God. But the devil was not deceived. He knew what he was doing when he deliberately rebelled against God's direction. The whole creation will be reconciled to God, except the devil. And John, he saw death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There is their end judgment. And the beast and his followers made war with him that sat upon the horse, namely, Christ and his followers. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that worked miracles before the beast, with which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone. And here is the end judgment of such deceivers and worshippers, as you may see in Revelation 19:19-20, which make war against Christ and his followers, but he is too hard for them and overcomes them. And they that worship the image that the beast has made, such do not worship God in spirit and truth, as Christ commanded above 1600 years ago. And you may see the judgment and punishment of the great whore, mystery, Babylon, mother of harlots, or false church, who is whored from the spirit of Christ that the apostles were in, who has drunk the blood of the martyrs, and in her was found the blood of the prophets, and of the saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth concerning religion and worship. In this whore, which is whored from the Spirit of God, the apostles were in. But you may read her judgment and punishment, fall and destruction, in Revelation 1718. And of the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit and goes into perdition, and they who dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life, from the foundation of the world. But they whose names are written in the book of life do not wonder at the downfall of the beast and whore, the false church. And Christ Jesus said unto his disciples and to the multitude, except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matt 5:20. Christ's righteousness does exceed the righteousness of the law and man's own outward righteousness, which is as filthy rags. Christ said, it is not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matt 7:21. So here you may see it is not the sayers of the will of God and calling Christ Lord, but the doers of the will of God that enter into the kingdom of heaven. And James said, if they were hearers of the word only and not doers, they deceive their own souls. For the apostle Paul said, the hearers of the law are not justified before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. James 1:22, Rom 2:13, and Christ Jesus said, "Woe be unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in." Matt 12:13. Now is not this the state and condition of many great professors in Christendom, with their long prayers, and with their tithes, mint, anise, and cumin, and making, or winning to themselves proselytes, and shutting up the kingdom of heaven from men, and neither go in themselves, nor allow those who would enter, and drawing people from the light of Christ, and his spirit and power and grace in their own hearts, by which they should see the kingdom of God and enter into it. And Christ said to his disciples when he sent them forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, namely, the outward professing Jews, "And whosoever shall not receive you and hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Matt 10:14-15. Here you may see those who will not receive the message of Christ and his gospel. They shake off the dust of their feet against them and leave them to the day of judgment, as Paul and Barnabas did in Acts 13:50-51. And Christ said to him that he gave 5 talents to, and he had gained 5 talents more. "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Lord." Matt 25:20-21. Here you may see those who do well and do improve their heavenly talents, do enter into the joy of the Lord. "And they which do believe do enter into rest, and he that is entered into his rest is ceased from his own works, as God did from his. And they which do not believe in the life of Christ do not enter into him their rest because of their disobedience." Heb 4:6-10. "And therefore consider where they remain, if it is not in the kingdom of the beast and dragon, full of darkness. And there they gnaw their tongues for pain, and yet will not repent of their evil deeds." Rev 16. "But unto his son he said, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." Heb 1:8. "And Peter said, Of a truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10:34-35. Here you may see they must be those who work righteousness, and not only talk of righteousness, if they are to be accepted by God. "And the unprofitable servant that hid his talent, and did not improve it, it was taken from him, and he cast into utter darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And will not this be the portion of all those who do not improve their heavenly talent that Christ gave unto them?" And Christ Jesus speaking of the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left hand, to the goats he said, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." And so they do go into everlasting punishment. But the sheep, which are the righteous, that are on his right hand, they shall go into everlasting life. Matt 25. Now here you may see Christ's judgments upon the wicked, and their end, and the happiness and eternal state of the righteous, which Christ calls his sheep. "Concerning condemnation, he that believes on Christ in his light, which is the life in him, is not condemned. But he that believes not in the light, as Christ commands, is condemned already. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. And everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." John 3:19-20. Now here you may see, this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and everyone that does evil hates the light and loves darkness rather than light, whose deeds are evil. And again Christ said, "He that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life." John 5:24. "And he that believes not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him, and he is condemned already. But whosoever believes in the Son of God shall not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16-18:36. "So it is by believing in the light, which is the life in Christ, that people come out of condemnation to life. And as by the offense or disobedience of one, namely Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, namely Christ, the free gift came upon all men to justification of life." Rom 5:18. "Now if you do not believe in Christ, as he has commanded in his light, which is the life in him, you shall not see life without his light. And Christ tells you that you are condemned already that do not believe in him and his light, and the wrath of God abides upon you. And the Apostle Paul said, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit, Rom 3, 1, that is, not after the motions of the flesh, but after the motions of the Spirit of God. These are they which believe in the light, which is the life in Christ, and are grafted into him. And the Apostle calls the Old Covenant, or Old Testament, a ministration of condemnation, though it was glorious in its time. But the ministration of righteousness in the New Covenant and New Testament exceeds it in glory, and the glory of the First Testament is done away and abolished by Christ, as in 2 Cor 3:9. Now in the First Testament it was the command of God that they should not forswear themselves, but perform their oaths to the Lord, as in Matt 5:33-34. But Christ in his New Testament and New Covenant said, I say unto you, swear not at all. And this doctrine he preached to his disciples, and to the Jews that had commanded oaths and swearing. And the Apostle James, who directed his epistle to the 12 tribes, and he had been a Jew and a professor of the Old Testament and Old Covenant, and now was converted and a believer in Christ Jesus, and a preacher of the New Covenant and New Testament, according to Christ's doctrine, and he said, but above all things my brethren swear not, neither by heaven, nor by earth, neither by any other oath. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall into condemnation. James 5:12. Now here, according to James's doctrine, those who swear or take any oath fall into condemnation and go out of the doctrine of Christ and the apostles in the New Testament and New Covenant. And Christ said unto the Jews, if you had known what this means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. Matt 12:7. And James said to the Jews, you have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. This James speaks to the Jews that had lived in pleasure upon the earth and been wanton and had nourished their hearts as in the day of slaughter. James 5:5-6. But such ungodly men are for condemnation, as in Jude 4. And as Solomon said, a man of wicked devices will the Lord condemn, and he that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. Pro 12:2-17-15. And Christ Jesus said in Matt 12:36, I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Are not all here to have a care, and to be watchful against idle words and bad words, lest they are condemned? But as the Apostle said, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That is, not after the fleshly ways, words, nor works. And then, as the Apostle said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies, who is he that condemns? Rom 8:1-33-34. So you may see here, who are condemned and who are justified, and who enter into the kingdom of God and into the heavenly Jerusalem, and who not. George Fox Doctrine Book 6 continued back to Doctrine Index. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.